So good morning. I'm going to be talking today about automated methods to improve the completeness of some core data elements in infectious disease response. So I'm going to go over a quick background, concerns in our disease surveillance system known as MAVEN, concerns specifically for salmonellosis and babesiosis, some conclusions we came after our analysis, and some future steps that we're hoping to take. So in 2013, the Bureau of Infectious Disease began an evaluation of our disease surveillance and case management system known as MAVEN, the Massachusetts Virtual Epidemiologic Network. We assessed the completeness of several hundred core data elements for disease follow-up. And once our assessment was completed, we compiled them into reports known as the key indicator reports that we sent to all 351 local boards of health of Massachusetts. From the evaluation, we determined that many of the core data elements were not being completed during case investigation. While all of this was happening, the Office of Surveillance and Informatics was exploring new functionality within our surveillance system known as Concerns. So here you can see an example of a disease event in our test site. At the top, we'll have the basic information for the person as well as the event. You'll have the event date, the event type, and then below that is the event information, which holds all of the disease follow-up information, including lab information. And as you can see highlighted in the red circle, concerns are color-coded texts which are specific to a disease event. Okay, so as I showed before in a little bit more close-up, concerns appear in under the basic information section in the main notification section, and they highlight critical questions that need to be completed during case follow-up. For this event, this is highlighting missing vaccine information for a pertussis event. So now I've drilled down into the vaccine question package for that pertussis event, and you can see, I apologize that it's, let's see if I can, there's the mouse, that this vaccine information is now filled in. And at the bottom right, that concern is no longer there. So concerns will appear and disappear based on whether the information is completed in the question packages. So then we decided to look at two specific concerns we used, the first one being salmonellosis. And one of the core data elements for salmonellosis is occupation, and we need to know the case's occupation to determine whether the case is a food handler, because that would require additional disease follow-up. Hence, we created a occupation concern that appears in the demographic question package that you can see at the bottom right. For babesiosis, one of the core data elements was related to transfusion-transmitted babesiosis, because we have been seeing in Massachusetts a rise in transfusion-transmitted babesiosis since 2009. And it's important to get this information as soon as possible so we can let the donor banks know in order to help with their response. So at the end of 2014, which was about a year after we had put into place the concerns, we wanted to see how effective they were in improving the completeness. So using SAS 9.3, we compared the percentages of completeness between 2013 and 2014 for salmonellosis and babesiosis using logistic regression. We also wanted to determine, since all 351 local boards of health also received the key indicator reports, whether the concerns or the key indicator reports were more effective at improving completeness. So here is the chart for between 2013 and 2014. 2013 is slightly small, so is on the left, and 2014 is on your right. And as you can see, there were 50% of occupation information was complete in 2013, where 80% of that information was complete in 2014. And since I used to be a biostatistician, I thought it would be fun to do a little odds ratio. We had an odds ratio of 3.95 with a p-value of less than 0.001, so this boils down to events in 2014 were four times more likely to have occupation information completed compared to events in 2013. So when we compared it to another core data element, so for salmonellosis, we looked at travel before symptom onset, we found that the concern was more effective in reducing missing information. So for occupation, we found a 30% reduction in missing information versus a 3% reduction in missing information for travel before symptom onset. Okay, so for babesiosis, again, we saw a difference in the missing information. In 2013, there was 80% of missing information, where in 2014, it was 80% complete information versus 90.5% complete information in 2014. We had an odds ratio of 2.3 with a p-value of less than 0.001, and so 2014 events were 2.3 times more likely to have blood transfusion information complete compared to events in 2013. So one of the core data elements that we compared to for babesiosis was hospitalization. And so again, we saw that the concerns were more effective in reducing missing information. We had a 10.5% reduction in missing information for blood transfusion versus a 3% reduction in missing information for hospitalization. So in conclusion, we determined that incorporating concerns into our surveillance system would significantly improve the completeness for some of the core data elements. And we also saw that this improvement was more effective for concerns than just the key indicator reports alone. So for future steps, the Office of Surveillance and Informatics is now considering other diseases where concerns would be helpful. And we can continue to monitor these questions that I've highlighted today to see whether this trend in completeness continues. So I thank you all for being here, and I also like to thank at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, Sue Saliva, Scott Tropey, Jillian Haney, and Pat Klute. And I'll take questions. We do have, maybe Scott can help because I wasn't around when Maven first was implemented, but we do have an email box that local users are allowed to email us with concerns or questions as well as comments. Although we don't get many happy comments, it is a place for comments alone. I also, I know it was a quick aside that Sue had a question after we were doing this presentation of whether there is an option for occupation to actually put unknown. And so we were wondering whether our users were actually putting unknown, just deciding to put like, oh, well, now I know that they're doing these key indicator reports and I need to have complete information and unknown removes that concern. Would that make any difference? So I did a quick look at 2013 and 2014, and they were the exact same percentage. There was about 20% of missing information, 20% of the information was unknown in 2013, and 20% was in 2014. Thank you.